The Harbor Center master plan for re-energizing the downtown area, now in the hands of the Sheboygan City Council. Planning Director Chad Palaszczuk's been telling us during our series about the plans to hopefully develop new affordable housing downtown and bring in new business. So, how do we do that?
We've developed something that's workable, and obviously financing is always a concern with moving forward. There is some opportunity, I think, for under, TIF districts and some revolving loan funds and those types of funds. But there's also going to be the need to bring private investors in, and some of our larger corporations that understand the need for having a vibrant downtown to try to encourage employees here. So I think the Business Improvement District has done very well with rolling this plan out prior to the public on getting in front of CEOs. They had a CEO luncheon and kind of went through it with the high-profile CEOs and tried to say, this is what we're looking at. Do you support what we're doing? And everybody was in support of it. So we've got the business community behind.
Palaszczuk also says we need to help those who might want to invest in the downtown area with financing. That can be done through TIF districts to encourage development.
I think ultimately, depending on what happens with Boston Store property, there is a TIF district near Boston Store that is the next to the Landmark, so there's possibility for that to be expanded. And ultimately, if we're going to need to do some major infrastructure improvements, reintroducing street grids, reopening up New York Avenue, widening A Street, those types of things, depending on the cost, may be a TIF-eligible expense. So TIF is a possibility.
Tomorrow, we wrap up our series and explore how do we keep this master plan off the shelf and moving toward completion.